makers of X-Lax, the original chocolated laxative, present Strange as It Seems. If you're overheated from exercise, you don't step into an ice-cold shower instantly. You don't step from a warm room into an icy winter blast. You don't leap from sleep into violent activity. You work up to it gradually, without any shock. Well, this same principle applies to taking a laxative. X-Lax is kind to your system because it's a correctly timed laxative. It takes from 6 to 8 hours to be effective. And for that very reason, it's mild and gentle. X-Lax is not only kind to your system, but it is kind to your taste, too. It tastes just like delicious chocolate. Try X-Lax, won't you? And find out for yourself how gentle, gradual, yet thoroughly effective a laxative can be. The Wolf Month. Some people feel that the wolf is always at the door. But back in early Anglo-Saxon days in England, there was one month of the year when the wolf was actually at the door.
Listen, Neil. Listen.
The wolves. They're coming into the village tonight.
Oh, Neil, I'm frightened. Last year they stole the son of Piers the Weaver. I'm afraid they'll steal our little one.
Oh, how can they do that, Kristan? He's asleep before us. They cannot unlatch the very door.
Listen, Neil. Listen. I hear them. They are coming.
I hear them coming.
Oh, it's bitter cold. Could we not have a few faggots on the fire?
I dare not go outside. When it is freezing like this, the wolves have more courage than I have.
Oh, why have they always to come during this month, Neil?
I suppose because there is no food in the forest. They must eat, even as we do.
Oh, they're just outside, Niels. Listen to them, scratching at the very door of our cottage. I'm going to hold my baby in my arms. They shan't touch him. I'll die first.
Ah, be quiet, Kristan. The wolves can't come inside the house.
Oh, that awful sound. I shall hear it in my sleep, if I can ever sleep. What should we do? What should we do?
Listen, Kristan. Tomorrow morning, I go to the village council. I am going to suggest a plan.
What plan have you in mind, Nils?
I am going to tell them that we must change the name of the month.
Change the name?
Aye, now we call it the Wolf Month. Perhaps the wolves know this. If we changed it to some other name, they might not come.
Do you really think the wolves would not come if we gave this month another name? I'm not sure, Niels.
But I am sure.
What name will you suggest?
I do not know. I will ask Cedric, the wise one. He can read Latin. Perhaps he can think of a good name.
Oh, Niels, hold me tight. The baby's so cold. We'll hold him between us so that he will stay warm until the dawn comes. And the wolves go back to the forest.
Strange as it seems, the Anglo-Saxons in England actually did try to keep the wolves out of the villages by changing the name Wolf Month to January. However, in spite of changing the name of the Wolf Month, the wolves continued to haunt the villages, even in January, for many years. The amazing story of the four doctors. From the history of France comes a strange story of four doctors whose lives were interwoven in an amazing and dramatic manner. Paris. Antoine Lavoisier, young, handsome, born of wealthy parents, is a scientific genius trying to help man to learn more about the air he breathes, the water he drinks.
He is working on his endless experiment when his beautiful, aristocratic wife, Marie, enters.
Antoine!
Oh, oui, ma chère.
Here are two strangers who are most anxious to meet you.
I'm Charles Marie Charles.
May I present Monsieur le Docteur Guillotin and Monsieur le Docteur Louis? They have an introduction to you from your friend René.
Oh, bonjour, monsieur.
Monsieur le docteur.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Monsieur le docteur Guillotin had come to Paris to visit his friend, Dr. Louis, here.
And I had to see the great Lavoisier. Your experiments in water will change the entire art of the apothecary.
Merci beaucoup, Dr. Guillotin. I had begun to think I was the only one interested in water.
Most of us have not the vision to see ahead as you do, Dr. Lavoisier.
Oh, no, pas du tout. You live in Paris, Dr. Louis. Why have I not met you?
Well, because I am so busy. You see,
he is embarrassed to tell you what he is doing.
Oh, no.
But I will tell you. Dr. Louis has invented a machine patterned after an ancient beheading machine used in the Middle Ages.
A beheading machine? Ah, mon Dieu! If you do not mind, I must return to my household duties. A woman has no business talking to men of science, n'est-ce pas? Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour, madame.
Au revoir, ma chère. A beheading machine. But what a strange idea.
I love mankind, Dr. Lavoisier. I know that the law exacts a life for a life. That is justice. But I see no reason for torturing a man because he has taken another's life. Therefore, I have labored to build a machine which will end a life quickly and painlessly.
And so he has perfected this new instrument. It consists of two upright posts with a cross beam on the top. The posts have a deep groove and support an oblique-shaped knife with a razor edge. The knife is heavily weighted, and when it falls, the grooves in the posts guide it.
Oh, I do wish I could persuade France to use it. If we must exact the death penalty, let us do it mercifully.
You are interested in politics, Lavoisier. Could you not introduce Dr. Louis or myself to some influential person?
I wonder. Within a short time, I have a meeting with Dr. Marat. He is fast rising to political power.
You mean Jean-Paul Marat?
Maybe.
Why, I witnessed a remarkable cure he effected a few years ago in Provence.
Then I beg of you, Guillotin, you go with Dr. Lavoisier. I am a quiet man. You will plead the cause of my machine much better than I ever could.
Eh bien, Dr. Guillotin, I will then soon introduce you to Dr. Marat. But one thing I must tell you, he is a strange-looking man. Many think him repulsive. But he can sway multitudes. If he sponsors a machine, it will be accepted. Never fear.
I have heard he does not like the king.
All the better for your cause, then, Dr. Guillotin. I prophesy that someday, not far distant, Jean-Paul Marat will have more power than Louis XVI himself.
Lavoisier is right. By 1789, Jean-Paul Marat is the leader of the Revolutionary Assembly. Dr. Guillotin, sponsored by Marat, presents his case to the Assembly.
As you well know, for hundreds of years, messieurs, noblemen alone could die by the sword. They alone could have a death that was quick, sure, painless. We, common people, died like wild beasts, flogged to death in the streets. Hang from trees! Monsieur, once more I beg you, accept this machine. It will do its work well and quickly. We are on the brink of a new era, an era of equality for all. France is liberating the people from the yoke of the nobility. Let her be the first to lead the world in mercy.
Paris mob calls the machine La Guillotine, in honor of the man who sponsored it. And so the guillotine, born in the merciful brain of a quiet French doctor, and named for a man equally peace-loving, becomes the blood-stained emblem of tyranny. Guillotin, horror-struck, remains in obscurity. Louis, the inventor, is forgotten. Only Antoine Lavoisier remains prominent. And then, in 1794, without warning, Lavoisier is brought to a mockery of a trial before the bloodthirsty revolutionary tribunal.
Silence in the tribunal hall! Silence! What is the charge against the prisoner, Citizen Fourcroy?
In 1791, the prisoner was a member of the Academy. Our martyred leader, Marat, denounced him as a friend of the royalists.
Prisoner, is this true?
I cannot deny that I had friends among the members of the court. Citizen Fourcroy himself was my friend then.
He lies! I am a lover of liberty, a friend of the people.
Enough, Citizen Fourcroy. We have proof of your friendship. Continue with your charges against the prisoner.
He is the husband of the daughter of Paltz, the former chief tax collector.
I did not collect taxes.
Yet you were a rich man. You had money enough to carry on experiments in your laboratory.
My father was a successful lawyer. He gave me money to continue my experiments. He felt that I would do the world a greater service as a good scientist than as a poor lawyer.
Just what are these experiments?
I have discovered, through years of work, that water is made up of two elements. I have also discovered that air is composed of many things, but three principal elements.
You have taken upon yourself the duties of the Creator himself, eh? And have told him just how to make air and water.
Monsieur, I have found out that we cannot breathe without an element which I call oxygen. When we breathe, we burn up oxygen and breathe out a gas which is composed of carbon and oxygen. Moreover, I have discovered...
Enough, monsieur! We are not here to listen to a scientific discourse. Is the prisoner guilty or not guilty?
Guilty!
Citizen Lavoisier, you have heard the sentence.
I beg of you. I ask 1 month's stay of execution. I am in the midst of an experiment on the phenomena of perspiration. My work will be very useful in the treatment of the sick.
The Republic of France has no use for scientists. Have you anything more to say?
Nothing.
And so the father of modern chemistry, the great genius Lavoisier, lost his head under the knife of the guillotine. A witness to the execution wrote, "It took but a moment to cut off his head, but another like it cannot be produced in 100 years. Strange as it seems, Lavoisier, a physician, was denounced as a royalist by Marat, a physician, and later executed by an instrument named for Guillotin, a physician, and invented by Louis, still another physician.
We all know that there are a lot of unpleasant things in life that can't be helped, but there are certain unpleasant things that we can avoid. For example, when taking a laxative, you don't have to take something unpleasant just because you want one that is effective. X-Lax is everything a laxative should be, and yet it is pleasant to take. It tastes just like your favorite chocolate. It's mild and gentle, yet thorough. And it is kind to your system because it is correctly timed. It takes 6 to 8 hours to be effective. So next time you need a laxative, try X-Lax. It's the favorite laxative of millions, and it will be your favorite once you give it a trial. It's good for every member of the family. And it costs so little, only 10 cents at any drugstore, or 25 cents for the more economical family size. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, directed by Cyril Armbrister. The Pacific Ocean once washed the shores of Virginia.